despite ongoing frustration with slow wage growth in many American households, recently released census data indicate that 3.5 million Americans were able to stretch above the poverty line last year. Much of this is due to faster wage growth among retailers, restaurants, and hotels, the types of businesses that hire lots of entry-level and near-entry-level workers. Lower unemployment is inducing many employers to pay workers a bit more. New minimum wage requirements have also helped to push wages higher in certain communities. As indicated by writer Patricia Cohen, poverty declined among every group last year, with African Americans and Hispanics, who account for more than 45% of those below the poverty line in most states, experiencing the most significant improvement. All told, the poverty rate declined by an impressive 1.2 percentage points last year, the largest annual decline since 1999. Poverty is likely continuing to decline, with the U.S. adding significant numbers of jobs. Still, roughly 43 million Americans, more than 14 million of whom are children, are officially classified as poor. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.